Yeah, I think just being consistent, staying on schedule. You know, we came out fast the other night and then had an unfortunate turnover, but we were moving the football, made some big plays. We just got to play consistent and understand our responsibilities on each and every down and execute it the best of our ability. You know, that's the big thing.
How important is this week? It's as close to a regular season rehearsal or whatever as you have. Have you found that week three can be pretty productive for a group?
Absolutely. You know, it's treated just like a game week. You know, we approach it that way with our meetings, our schedule, our daily routine. It's a chance for guys to get in that daily routine, you know, and understand how we, you know, schedule the week, you know, on Wednesday. What is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday schedule? And, you know, have our meetings, travel on the road, but very much like a game, in-season game. And it's a chance for guys. It's a dress rehearsal for the regular season.
Seems like you have blitz quite a bit against the Lions, maybe more than usual for a preseason game. Is that something you like to see at this time of year?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it gives you a chance. It gives you a chance to make some plays on the outside, get in your playmakers' hands, one-on-one coverage, and get them in space. But test your calls as protection and what you're doing offensively. So I think it's a good thing to see the blitz rather than just sit back and have a four-man rush and play zone. I like having a little bit of blitz.
How would you critique your personal performance over the first two preseason games?
I think much like the team, you know, and especially offensively, just being more consistent. You know, we had an unfortunate, like I said, we were moving the ball in the first drive last game, and you had an unfortunate turnover. But, you know, to come back after that as an offense, we had two three and outs. You know, we got to get back on schedule after, you know, change of possession. And, you know, we didn't do that. But then we ended up putting a drive together. So I think, you know, how our offense goes is how the quarterback is going to go. And so just being more consistent in what we're doing.
Staying on schedule a couple times. How important is that to this particular offensive scheme to make sure that you're chipping away to get into that third and short?
Yeah, I mean, the most important down, you know, most would think is third down, but it's really first down because you want to put yourself in a manageable situation, you know, to have it in second and medium or second and short, you know, really opens up the playbook, and then to keep them stay out of third and longs, you know, because then it really gives the defense an opportunity to get off the field and really call anything they want. You know, if you can keep it third and less than six, you know, it really gives you a good chance to, you know, you can throw a flat route and convert for a first down rather than having to, you know, force the ball down the field.
DA said he thinks that the first team offense has got a lot of confidence in its ability to do the job, but he would like thinks it could add to that to put some drives together and get some points against Green Bay. How big would that be?
You know, it'd be huge. You know, to go on the road, third preseason game, which like we said, you know, you really treat like an in season game. You know, you want to go out and establish yourself early in the football game as a football team on the road, and in no better place than to go play in Green Bay and do that against a good football team.
You're going to have, or they decided to change up the receivers in the last game and put some different guys with the first team that had gone the previous weeks. When they're rotating guys in and out like that, does that make continuity difficult?
You know, not really, because we've got so much time, you know, working throughout the offseason and throughout camp with all the guys because there's been such rotation at the group and trying to find, you know, the pieces where guys fit the best. So it hasn't really affected any type of continuity. It's just a matter of guys getting comfortable with certain positions and spots on the field.
Is there a point where you want to see, all right, coaches, like, these are my guys that I'm working with on a regular basis, so you at least have a couple weeks to get?
Yeah, you know, we got some time still to figure that out. But, yeah, absolutely, we'll get to that point. But right now, you know, we're just trying to find different combinations and different ways to do it. But we've got a lot of confidence in every single one of those guys because they've all shown the ability to step in and make plays.
What's been your impression of Denarius Moore so far?
You know, Demo, he's really come into camp, and he's had a good camp. Really has continued to make progress in his career and with his work ethic. And I think, you know, he's had a really good camp to this point, really made some plays in some of the games, some good catches and catch after run after the catch. So just got to continue to do that.
There were some some protection issues in the first couple possessions, and you got hit a little more than DA said. It was a little more than he'd like to see his starting quarterback get hit. Were those like line calls kind of things, or this the kind of thing where they were just blitzing more than you expected, or what could you have done to shore those up?
Well, they test our protections a little bit. You know, guys got on edge a little bit, but things that we can pick up, things that we can improve on, and there's instances where I just need to get rid of the ball, which I was able to do, and sometimes, you know, they can bring more than we can protect and test the scheme. So, you know, in certain cases, we just have to throw it away. You know, they get paid too, so, you know, you try to test your time in the pocket as much as possible, but certain times you just got to throw it away and live for another down. But, you know, it's good to get hit a little bit, you know, test the pads and just feel that rush. But, you know, it was nice. It was good to get a little bit more pressure. A
couple more from that, guys. Do you think this offense can stretch itself? I mean, sometimes the game and the pressure and all these things dictate you having to make certain choices, but do you feel like you have the big play ability that if you need to let one rip and you have a guy that's fast enough that you can go?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think we have big play ability on the outside. You know, we got big, fast physical receivers that can go up in one-on-one situations and have shown to catch the football at the high point and, you know, out jump a DB or, you know, go up and get it when you give them a chance. You know, we're putting faith in them to go up and make the play. And, you know, we definitely have that capability.